Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another episode of the Steelers Injury Report podcast. The Pittsburgh Steelers are gearing up for Week 13. It's hard to believe it's Wednesday already, which means that it is the first reported practice for the Pittsburgh Steelers as the Baltimore Ravens are preparing to invade Heinz Field this Sunday, a 4:25 p.m. kickoff. Set your calendars accordingly. Nonetheless, the Steelers are back at work. And it's one of those situations where you're wondering who's in, who's out, who's practiced, who hasn't, what does it mean, and we're going to break it all down for you. Now, before we get to that, I do want to mention that the Steelers did have some roster movement today on Wednesday, and that was in the form of Ray McLeod coming off the reserve COVID-19 list, with Joe Haig, though, replacing him on that COVID-19 reserve list, joining T.J. Watt. So it looks like Joe Haig, who from what I gathered online was a positive test result, meaning it's very unlikely that he will play this Sunday. Nonetheless, the Steelers were at practice. Let's go over who did and did not practice. First and foremost, Ben Roethlisberger with his pectoral/right shoulder did not practice, was probably just given a day off. I wouldn't read too much into that. Chase Claypool, still dealing with that toe injury, is limited on Wednesday. Christian Kuntz with a hip, that was something that he's a long snapper, in case you didn't know that. Mike Tomlin on Tuesday said that he might be limited, but no, he was a full participant in practice, so good news there. Trey Turner was given the day off, coach's decision. Zach Banner did not practice with an illness. And really good news was Pat Freiermuth, who Mike Tomlin announced on Tuesday was in the NFL's concussion protocol, was a full participant in practice. Rarely do you see someone become a full participant right away when they're in the concussion protocol. Yet, Pat Freiermuth was able to do just that. Robert Spillane with a knee injury did not practice, and neither did Joe Haden with a foot injury, did not practice. I'm not sure if Joe Haden maybe re-injured his foot last week. Maybe they're just giving him more rest. We saw Haden come back to practice. He did not play. He was questionable at the end of the week leading up to the Bengals game and then ruled out on Saturday. So the fact that Haden hasn't been back at practice is kind of a downer. We'll see if that changes on Thursday. I always say it. I'll say it again. Take Wednesday's injury report with a giant grain of salt. Okay, so that's it for the Steelers. Let's go over to the Baltimore Ravens side. There is a lengthy practice report from Wednesday, December 1st. Let's take a look. Cornerback Anthony Averett with a shoulder/ankle did not practice. Tight end Nick Boyle with a knee did not practice. Center Bradley Bozeman with a shin laceration. It's a cut on his shin. Did not practice. Wide receiver Devin Dunervay did not practice with a thigh injury. Outside linebacker Justin Houston was given a day off for rest. Offensive lineman Patrick McCary with an ankle did not practice. Center Cedric Ogbui, I think is how you say it, a thigh did not practice. Fullback Patrick Ricard with a foot/thigh did not practice. Cornerback Chris Westry with a thigh did not practice. Cornerback Tavon Young was sick with an illness, did not practice. Wide receiver Miles Boykin with a finger was limited. Calais Campbell with a concussion was limited. Patrick Queen with ribs was limited, and Jimmy Smith, cornerback with a neck injury, was limited. That is quite the list for the Baltimore Ravens, but I'm sure that will be whittled down to fewer names here in the coming days. Like I said, on Thursday is normally the day when you can see which way players are trending. Sometimes players pop up on Thursday in terms of getting injured in practice. It'll be interesting to see what happens. For the Steelers, it was a bummer that Zach Banner wasn't out there to be able to maybe make one of those changes and him being at right tackle. Nonetheless, we'll see what happens in that regard. Maybe Joe Haden will come back. So make sure you're checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers news and notes leading up to this game in Week 13. And also, wherever you get your podcast, search Behind the Steel Curtain or Steelers. Subscribe, follow, whatever you have to do so that you don't miss a thing. I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, for another Injury Report podcast. In the meantime, as always, finish out here. Be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.